1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
Brought to you by the Marcus Majestic Parking Lot Cinema. For a unique double feature drive-in experience, check out this week's movie selections at marcustheaters.com/parkinglotcinema.
That would be a good top 10 list for the internet. Best man speeches from movies of all time. Yeah. And by best, I mean horrible.
The worst.
Horrible.
Best worst.
Yeah. I was at a wedding once where the dad was going down the laundry list, his son's laundry list of stuff, and the mother-in-law from the bride's side was just glaring at him.
Oh.
Just it was, I mean, and everybody in the room could feel it except for him.
Sure.
He was just going, and then there's a time we had to get him out of jail because, and the mother-in-law is just, not the groom's mother.
Right.
His bride's mother was just glaring at the dad.
Right.
Yeah. It was like, dude, shut it down. Stop. How many of those have you seen, Fireman Jim? Because Fireman Jim's done a zillion weddings.
Oh, you have?
Oh, yeah. I was for
all around I've sound, been, yeah, Fireman Jim. Yeah,
Fireman Jim Productions. I DJed probably over 700 weddings.
Oh, you have some
since
great
the 80s.
Stories.
Last year was the first year I didn't do a wedding since 1986.
When's the book coming out?
It should, eh?
Yeah. I would buy it, yeah. Absolutely.
Totally.
Yeah, I've seen it all at weddings.
Yeah.
I've seen it all.
Forget this segment. Just give us one.
Yeah.
Fireman Jim wedding story.
Give us a moment, yeah. What stands out most?
Like the bride propositioning me.
What?
At her wedding.
Propositioning you like for $50 you can...
No, just like...
Your first shot.
You know, like, first off, I had dated her.
Oh.
Yeah. And then she's getting all hammered, and she's like, you know, this could be you and me. I'm like, no, maybe not. I don't think we'd be getting married today.
Oh.
This might not be, you know.
Yeah. No, but she's getting a little close to me behind the DJ table and a little handsy in her white dress.
Where's the husband at
this
point?
Wow. I don't know, drinking shots at the bar. I don't know where he is.
Mm-hmm.
Dance floor's packed. She's back by me, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, were you still attracted to her?
I said no.
Good. Thank
That's
you for being
probably not a good
fire.
Thing. I'm
right.
Not a,
they, do you know see. If they're still married?
Let's see.
I've doubted.
All your husbands.
I highly
all your,
doubt it.
All your brand new husband's buddies are here. Those are the guys that are going to beat my ass.
Yeah, right.
Drag me out the back door
yep.
and beat me.
Yep.
Yeah, if I take you up.
And,
I think I'm going to pass. Yeah. I think I'm going to pass. But
several
thank you.
Fist fights. Oh, best man and the groom. I've seen the... Maid of honor and the mother of the bride.
This
go
is
at
right?
it. Oh, yeah. I've done CPR twice.
Oh, my God.
At weddings. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You need a book.
Put on Stayin' Alive. You know, that's the song
right,
to play.
Song.
Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom.
Did you
yeah.
save them?
One, yes. Well, one got to the hospital and then didn't make it out of the hospital.
I was going to say, did anyone die on you?
Yeah. We had one. That kind of buzz killed the rest of the reception.
Okay. Those are sad. But let's get back to this maid of honor and mother of the bride
oh,
slugging
yeah.
it out.
They were going at it. And it.
On the dance floor?
Yeah.
In the park?
On the dance floor.
On the dance
over
floor.
What?
Pulling hair?
I don't know. All of a sudden a fight breaks out, and I'm like, I better put on something slow.
All right, we see the mother of the bride and the maid of honor getting after it. So let's slow things down.
That's pretty much it. I've seen the room clear up because there were fights in the parking lot. Uh-huh. Just so the whole hall is cleared out, and I'm like, oh, what do I play now?
All right, I don't mean to jump the route on any of these, but I remember you telling us you have seen the bride and the groom go into the wedding envelopes
oh, yeah.
at receptions and come up and offer you more money to pay. You know, the cash they opened envelopes.
Yeah, they wanted
the
extra hour.
Right out
yeah.
Hey, we got some cash, man. Stay a little longer.
I understand.
Really?
Cash is king. Yeah.
Hell
stay
yeah.
As long
I would
as you
say
want.
You stay.
Yeah, they throw cash. I'm staying. I've got nothing else to do. Midnight. I'm not going to go anywhere.
Where am I going?
Right. Yeah, I mean, back in the 80s, 90s, weddings lasted forever. They'd go till 2-3 in the morning, guaranteed.
Yeah.
Later on, not so much. People were going by 11. It's just a different time.
I mean, the wedding was totally
we could
different.
Do an entire show just on
seriously
topics.
Forget sports yeah. right
yeah.
now, man. Yeah. I want more.
Yeah.
I want more
wedding
fireman
stories,
gym stories.
Like I said, fights. I mean.
I've got
people
nothing good. I'm trying
hooking
to
up in the closet. People hooking up in all different areas of the hall.
Well, that's just
not very,
that's just
very
good old,
discreet.
That's just good old-fashioned wedding fun right there.
Really, under the table. You couldn't go somewhere else.
Really?
Under the table.
Oh, yeah. That happened once. Yeah.
I have to say, I haven't heard about the bride hitting on the DJ, though.
Yeah.
That was good.
That's a new one. I was not aware
that
of that one.
Again,
yeah.
I had dated her in the past, but she... your wedding. Okay, come on. Come on.
Married now.
Jeez. Nice. I'll play you a song.
I run into plenty of people out say, Fireman Jim did my wedding.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot.
Plenty of couples.
Yeah. I guarantee it. 700 weddings I've been to.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. Fun. See, that's an untapped vein right there, Tim.
It really is. See? And now wedding receptions are all blown. You know, you can't even have one anymore.
Now it's virtual.
Right.
Are you a virtual DJ?
I can come back and do that. Yeah, I'll do some virtual gigs. How hard can it be?
How much old gear do you have left from those days?
Not too much.
Did you get rid of it?
Yeah, I got rid of it.
Sell it?
Boxy, huge, heavy
records?
Amplifiers. I still got a lot of LPs and 45s.
Yeah. Yeah. You haven't needed those for 30 years.
No, they're sitting in the basement.
It's all in
warped.
A computer. Yep. Open your computer. Bling.
DJing's so easy nowadays.
What? He did my two daughters that are married weddings and said, just if you have some music you want for dinner, just make a disc and I'll just burn it in.
Yep.
Yep. Handed it to him as I walked to the door. Boom. Yep. There you go.
Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah.
And now discs are, forget about it.
And you had it. Did you do the majority of the intros? Ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
He and Eric have done more intros to weddings than any other two people I know.
I get rock. What I did was, this was the only thing that I made sure I, you know, the groom doesn't really have that much say, but I was like, the intros are my thing. And there was no way I was letting our DJ do our intros. Get the hell out of here. So I had the PA announcer for the Wizards, a friend of mine, voice are all of ours, height, college, you know, title, bridesmaid, best man, et cetera. And then we did it classic to the Bulls.
Yep.
Intro
that
theme
was
song.
Once Jock Jams came out, that just totally changed wedding intros.
We had the Monday Night Football theme.
Yep.
Ba, 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 ba.
He's done that. Da, I've done that for years. Da, yep.
Da, da. That one?
Yep.
What was the best and most creative intro you saw from a groomsman and bridesmaid? Now that's the new thing. Now you have to, when you get introduced, you got to do something cool.
Okay, so here's how about uncool?
Because, do uncool, because that's right.
Because everybody knows that I'm a big Star Wars guy. So I've done a few Star Wars weddings where I had to make up, instead of doing NBA stats and making up college stats, I had to make, like, hey, he's a fighter pilot from Tatooine. He's known as Red 2, our groomsman, and I had to do it like that. They wrote their own Star Wars intros, and I had to, to the Star Wars theme, make up their little Star Wars stats. You might know her as the princess from Alderaan. Not Leia, but her half-sister, and they made these up. So how's that for you? That's the opposite.
Somebody's out there going,
that was my wedding.
Hey, we did that.
We did that.